Well, a piece of iconic music from the 1970s is informing a three-day art show in Highland Park this weekend. The exhibition is called The Makings of You, and it opens on Friday at the Annex Gallery. Anna Morris curated the new show, and she spoke with Culture Shift's Ryan Patrick Cooper.
Okay, so Makings of You, it is a show that's inspired by Curtis Mayfield and his self-titled album, Curtis. So there's a song called The Makings of You. And the whole album was really about self-empowerment, providing that encouragement to people of color at that time to really remember who they are, where they came from, and where they were going.
Add a little sugar, honeysuckle, and a great big expression of happiness. Boy, you couldn't be.
Some of the themes focus on identity, becoming, and transformation of self. So when we think about those things, we are trying to incorporate elements of visual arts, performing arts, and healing arts.
These are the makings of you. It is true, the makings of you.
We have four featured artists. We have Julia Yesbick, who's a filmmaker based in Detroit. Justin Jones, who is also based in Detroit. He is a painter and portraitist. Jared McGriff, who is from Miami. He is also a watercolor painter. And we have Nanena Okore, who's based in Chicago, and she is a sculpturist. Along with those artists, we have some performances that will go on every day and some community programming as well with some local organizations. On Friday, we have Ancestral Healing, which will be facilitated by Afrofuture Youth. On Saturday, we have Sacred Movement, which is being led by Flow Movement Studio. And on Sunday, we have Herbal Allies, which will be facilitated by Healing by Choice.
So we've got a three-day art show that really goes deeper than that. We've got the background for why an art show like this, fueled by the music of Curtis Mayfield. But there's also events that people can take part of. And we're lucky enough to have Justin Jones, one of the artists, in studio with us. Hi, Justin.
Hey, how you doing?
So tell me a little bit about the work that you created for this show.
For me, I think a lot about the idea of oneself being called upon. And that actually came up out of music. It wasn't Curtis Mayfield that gave me that. It was actually Blood Orange, Dev Hines. His album Negro Swan, there's a interlude where Janet Mock is saying, speaking on to like people of color, trans people, queer people, and she's basically saying that the idea of being called upon oneself is just so deep, and it feels like an incessant buzzer sometimes that you can't really run or deflect from because it's your innermost centered self.
You show up as you are without judgment, without ridicule, without fear or violence or policing or containment, and you can be there and you're filled all the way up. So we get to choose our family.
And when I heard the title Makings of You, and then me and Hannah had the discussion about the entirety of the show, I thought a lot about of what it looks like for me to call upon myself and what spaces do I exist in to really have that face-to-face come to Jesus moment that I like to call it sometimes. So a lot of the work, I'm based very much so in fluidity, sexual fluidity, gender fluidity. So I pretty much have curated like a narrative or a story, if you would, amongst a lot of different androgynous people of color within my work who are finding themselves, defining their bodies, their traumas, whether it be ancestral, familial, or just personal, sexual. And yeah, it's always explosive and very fluid and colorful with me. So I always think it's very hard to explain my work, but when you see it, you'll understand like, oh, it's, yeah, this is an explosion of fluidity and color. Like if the ocean was made of 9 billion different colors, this is you.
So those are personal things for people,
definitely.
Right? You know, identity is so personal. Sexuality is so personal. But we do find that we're in a political time where these things are, people are being called upon to represent themselves and be public in the idea of making a change, often politically. So people are protected and people are represented. To me, that sounds like a lot of large ideas to have to get into a three-day art show. So, I mean, what does that end up looking like when you walk into the space?
You're walking into a space that is, first of all, safe It is communal and provides you with a sense of protection so that you can release that shell. We encourage everyone to come as they are and open themselves up to being vulnerable with one another. The community programming is very intimate, so we are hoping to make sure that although Annex Gallery is really large and it's this industrial space, you'll still feel like you're at home. So we have people who will be there providing Reiki, energy healing, readings. We have massage therapy going on as well. Since Uhuru does mean freedom in Swahili, that's the objective, like to free ourselves. What you desire to be freed from is a personal thing, but ultimately that's the goal.
The love of all mankind should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you.
A taste of Curtis Mayfield's The Makings of You from his 1970 album Curtis. The song influenced a new art show of the same name. It opens this Friday and runs through Sunday at the Annex Gallery at 333 Midland in Highland Park. You're listening to Culture Shift on WDET.